Well,
Gucci.
And my dick looks like a lemon. Great song.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Go listen to Lemonade, everyone. Stop the podcast and go listen to Gucci Mane's Lemonade when he was still fat.
And on drugs.
And on drugs. I'm happy for his glow up, man.
Are you jealous of having an ice cream tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he gets free ice cream for life.
That's how it should work, honestly.
It really should.
Yeah.
You get that shit on your face, dude. You get whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Maybe I should get titties on my face. And then I get free titties for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
From a brothel. There's probably a brothel in Amsterdam that would do that.
A brothel.
A brothel? A brestel?
Yeah, a brestel.
Did you ever used to jack off to that show on HBO, Cat House?
Of course.
It was like the documentary about the bunny ranch.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Big I love that. The guy died. Dennis Hoff.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
To a conservative political legend.
Yeah. That was
fiscal conservative, socially liberal legend.
One of the chicks that I saw recently a picture of, and I'm like, that's actually terrifying that I jacked off to her, but was named Air Force Amy.
I don't remember. I don't remember any of them. I didn't jack off to it in like with an emotional way. It was just there were so many titties. And
yeah, you just it's a mechanical thing.
What show?
It was called Cat House. It was a
show.
Quote unquote documentary on HBO that you weren't supposed, you know, we were supposed to learn about how this brothel worked.
I just had a flashback to driving through the desert, and I don't know where, somewhere in between Texas and California, but like Eastern California, which, I mean, I'm sure you know.
It would have been in Nevada.
Somewhere. It's just like, yeah. But you know how like Eastern California is just like a fucking wasteland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember because I was driving through like literal ghost towns,
like Sierra Nevada zone,
a little bit south of there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember. It was like gold, something like Goldstone or gold. I don't know. But yeah, all of these like depressed towns, and then I pulled off on like some road, and there was a sign like just spray painted on, like fucking OSB, just like brothel.
Hell yeah, whatever, dude.
With an arrow that goes down this driveway and like just open space. This fucking shitty like trailer,
at the
end, and it's like, oh god!
I mean, imagine going to fucking pussy over there.
But to be one of those people,
everything around it is horrible.
Woman with brown teeth.
To be the kind of person to even witness it.
Whoa! Look at this.
Yeah.
This is, like, imagine driving by and be like, a brothel.
Yeah. I'm horny
there's
for
no,
that.
There's no way. There's not at least one girl with Down syndrome in that fucking.
For sure. Mm-hmm. You know, no one's over it.
She's just drinking vegetable oil.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like, it keeps her smooth.
It keeps her pussies juicy.
Keeps her juicy, and you going having a nice time here in California?
Well, it must be Nevada, right? Because that's where it's legal everywhere but Vegas.
Oh yeah, I guess it was.
It was probably everywhere but Clark County. Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad had to we had family friends that were like skiing in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the dad and the son, and their car broke down. Like it blew up, kind of like their whatever. They got picked up by a truck, and they're like,
"I'm on my way." Yeah. Just the rollerblades.
My dad's
two men are stranded somewhere. Yeah. I'll be there.
So they got like picked up by like a truck or something. It was like pre-cell phone. They called my dad from a payphone, and he had to meet them like in like the middle of Nevada, like barren wasteland. Where like two highways met, that was like where they planned to meet, and that the only thing there was a brothel. So my dad tells this story where he was like sitting in the parking lot, and some dude came out and he's like, "You can't fucking sit here. You gotta come inside, at least have a drink."
Mm-hmm, that's what happened.
And I think
that brothel.
I don't know.
Like, I had to go inside.
Yeah,
legally they made me.
They got mad at him. He said that they had a gun or something.
He had a gun and he made me give him head.
But
he put the gun to my head and I sucked his penis.
He had to wait there for like 4 hours, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that was a mistake.
I don't know. I don't think my dad's cool enough, honestly.
Your dad was like, "I got there 4 hours early and all I could do was hang out at the brothel."
Has your dad seen Joker yet?
No, I don't think he has.
I'm kind of worried about my dad. First of all, my dad's not going to see it until it comes out on DVD.
He'll get it at the Red Box.
Yeah, right. And then he'll see it. And I'm just like dreading that phone call.
What are you worried about?
You think it might make him snap, like a falling down kind of thing?
He's gonna like it and just, but it's gonna be like, you know, the worst.
I loved how he stuck it to those black ladies.
You know, it says something. He's gonna be thinking he's like the first person. He's like, it reminds me of Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
My dad doesn't read anything or.
Well, dude, I saw
know
it.
Know what day it is or.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw it?
I saw it yesterday. Yeah. And that is, first of all, it is just a fucking comic. It just goes down smooth. It's fun. But it's a dumb movie. It's fucking stupid.
People are really trying to like really read into a clown movie.
They just retconned it again. Like they just re-fucking did the Batman story again. And it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's basically just a Marvel movie for guys that are like, fuck Marvel, dude. I'm smarter than that. I watch Scorsese. Mm-hmm. It's like old New York. It's like Taxi Driver and fucking King of Comedy.
I thought it was funny when he brought the gun to the children's hospital.
That was funny. They were great. You were right. The laughs were awesome.
On the same level as like X-Men First Class, which is also a good movie.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's just a fucking stupid
why
movie.
Anyone needs it to be smart. I don't think anybody's walking away from it thinking like that was smart.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's great. It's a great movie.
I'll watch it on air. It's just an entertaining movie. It was fine.
Yeah.
I don't think it was as good as you guys. You guys, your cocks were on double hard for it.
I loved it. Well, I might go see it again.
Really? I mean, I will see it again, but
it's an amazing performance.
Yes, he's crushed it.
He's such a good actor.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil shit, but there are some awesome ass. And yeah, there's like five awesome big laughs in it.
You realize you're the only one that cares about spoiling.
No, dude. There's people right now that are like, thank you, Style.
Yeah, but those are the worst people.
No,
honestly.
They're good guys. They're trying to enjoy a fucking movie.
I hate spoiler alert people.
What are you fucking talking about?
I hate
it, dude. Have things been spoiled for you?
Yeah, I don't care.
You
it
don't
already
care.
Exists.
Shut up.
You don't
want to. That's fucking
stupid. You
don't want
to appeal to those guys, trust me. Because you think that they're going to be on your side, but they're like right now polishing a gun at home. And they're like, I knew Stav agreed with me. And we can be together forever. Because we have the same opinions about spoilers.
No, dude, spoiling things is bad.
Yeah, he's going to mail a big chocolate cake with a bomb in it to your house. And you won't be able to resist.
I hear it ticking. I'm like,
I got to eat this cake.
It looks good, though.
He's going to see
at the hospital, like, wait a minute, you ate the bomb?
It's it was in the cake. But it was good.
I didn't know any better.
It's not my fault. Now get the bomb out.
Yeah. Get the bomb out with my free health, my free Bernie Sanders health care.
Now that Bernie is fucking president, dude. Which will happen in the future when I eat the bomb.
Damn, yeah. I want more barbecue chips now.
You know what? A couple's just right for me when it comes to barbecue. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I loved KC Masterpiece chips as a kid. It was my favorite chip.
No, I was never a barbecue guy.
How about this? How about JC Masterpiece?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Power of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
And that's what this podcast is now. It's about barbecue reviews and God.
From a religious viewpoint.
From a Christian perspective on different kinds of barbecue.
Okay, so we've got that vinegar shit, North Carolina.
I just watched Last Temptation of Christ, the Scorsese movie.
Yeah.
Willem Dafoe.
Willem being Jesus with his fucked up eyes.
It's really sick, dude.
I read the book, but I haven't seen the movie.
The Bible?
Mm-hmm. No, The Last Temptation of Christ.
Oh, is it a book?
My boy Nikos Kazantzakis, bitch.
Oh, is it a Greek book?
Yes, motherfucker.
Does it have pictures? Or?
Of course, yeah, that's dude. Why you read the book. I was like, my eyebrow raised as soon as you said I read the book. Then it's like, oh, because...
yeah, I have pride in my country.
Some
dude.
Guy you play Mahjong with at the cafe. He's like, I wrote a book.
Yeah, my uncle Nikos wrote it, dude.
It's about Jesus' last temptation.
It's
and
about
the temptation
Jesus getting pussy.
Yeah.
I wrote a book about Jesus getting pussy.
Yeah,
man.
Literally, it's about pussy. Yeah,
that's the Greek perspective on God,
it's
dude.
It's sick, man.
The point is, yeah, Jesus is going to get sucked up.
I just love that image.
In
Jesus
Eastern
on the
Orthodox
cross.
Church, is there a girl God that God wants to fuck?
Yeah, dude.
Is that Satan?
Big titties, dude. Yeah, Satan's a girl who won't give the pussy up, and that's why he puts her to hell.
Yeah, she's a fucking...
It's like, fuck you, bitch. You can't hang out of my house then. Mm. Go downstairs. I want pussy or you go to the fire, bitch. That's basically Greek Orthodoxy. You are allowed to get pussy as a priest, though, and that's why we don't molest.
Yeah.
The way you fucking sick Catholics do.
I'm not Catholic.
It'd be funny if there's, because there's got to be at least a couple of those Orthodox bishops molesting boys. And then they find out and they're like, come on, man.
Yeah, come on, man. We let you fuck.
That's the one thing we had.
But it's Greek style. Not,
yeah, well, as long as they teach them fucking geometry.
Yeah. You can have sex between their
Greek
thighs.
Culture.
Mm-hmm. Just loop up those little boy thighs.
Mm-hmm.
Were you baptized, Nick?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah. Me and Nick both
were
baptized.
You confirmed?
No.
No, but baptized.
Yeah.
Confirmed you were, what, 13?
I guess.
It's a Catholic bar mitzvah kind of vibe.
But they don't get shit for it.
Yeah, you have to wear a gay little suit. It's funny to look at my friend's confirmation pictures and be like, faggy. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting on like a...
Are they wearing all white?
What are those tables called where you put your keys?
A gay guy table?
No, you know, next to like the front door of your house.
A side... No, it's not a side table.
The entrance table.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where
everyone knows what you're talking
about. Confirmation photos. You go, bow tie, faggot. Did God give you that?
I liked the pictures of me in a nice little gay suit, dude.
My parents didn't even get me a suit for my bar mitzvah.
What?
I got like my grandma, like she came from South Africa, and she got me like this like patterned shirt and black slacks, and I literally am dressed like Nelson Mandela.
Wait, at my bar mitzvah. You didn't wear a suit at your bar mitzvah?
Nah. I didn't have a suit until I was an adult. No,
What are you talking about, dude? Wait, no. How much trash is your... Are your parents trash?
No, they were... I mean, we were kind of broke around that time, but they also were...
A child suit costs like $30.
Yeah, does it?
They don't cost anything.
There's a picture of Jamel...
Then we like smash cut to the reality of the situation. Adam's like, I want to dress in African clothes. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
We're going to listen to rap at my bar mitzvah, and I need to make... All my friends think I'm the black kid,
dude,
at school. Because
all my
I'm
friends
from
had dope ass bar mitzvahs. My friend David wore a white tuxedo, white tie, like bow tie and tails, as a 13-year-old boy.
Did he get pussy
at his party? Yeah, he did get pussy.
Adam's like,
wait, at his bar mitzvah?
He's like my friend that like was getting pussy first. He was
he got pussy at 13.
He was the most sick at sports out of all the Jews. Damn. And then like his parents caught him smoking weed in eighth grade and like sent him to like religious. Like it's called yeshiva. I don't know. Yeah, but they like sent him away, and it was kind of over. But at 13, he was the coolest fucking guy, and also the funniest fucking guy I've ever met.
What's he up to these days?
Nick met him in New Orleans.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got five kids or something.
Oh damn.
Some boring guy.
Yeah.
There's nothing remotely remarkable about this.
Yeah, but it's like funny. It's like those kids that are like the funniest kid you've ever met at 13, like that's how they all end up basically.
Yep.
None of them go into comedy.
That's not true. They just don't know what to do with it. They end up like going to open mics and they're very funny, but it's like this isn't stand up.
Yeah, I just think they just have good lives, dude.
Yeah.
A lot of them go to rehab really early. A lot of those kids that I knew like got into drugs.
The ones that got pussy?
Getting pussy and like the really funny.
Yeah,
like,
if you get pussy too early, there's nothing to fucking...
Yeah.
There's nothing to strive for the rest of your life.
I think that's probably
true.
But
if you get it too late, then you get into comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you get it too late, then you can never fuck enough and it turns you into...
I know.
It turns you
into
a monster.
A lecherous,
Maybe someday you can fuck too enough.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to find out. Can I fuck too much?
Yeah.
Enough to make it so that I wasn't a bitch in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll stay tuned for the information.
Yeah.
I'll let you know if it ever happens.
I don't know. I feel like I did everything I wanted to do already.
Yeah.
And now it's like, fuck. I mean, the only thing I wanted to do that I didn't do was kill myself. I kind of don't even really want to do that anymore. It's just like...
Was that an early goal?
It feels too dramatic.
Yeah, it would be like...
Yeah, it's a drama queen move.
Right.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch killed himself.
I'm 30. I can't kill myself.
Yeah.
Like, we would clown you at your funeral if you killed yourself.
There wouldn't be a funeral.
Yeah.
I would make sure of it.
Nah, against your wishes, we'd hold one to call you gay.
Yeah, and we'd get you like...
No, I'd have the Navy SEALs dispose of my body in the middle of the Atlantic.
We get the
Epstein, no one would know about my funeral.
You get the Osama bin Laden treatment, dude?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're Jeffrey right. Oopstein, and he's like a retarded version of Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay.
And he's like, I molested a kid.
That was a baby.
Oopsie daisy, I raped a baby.
That's good, man.
Jeffrey Oopstein.
That's a good Halloween costume.
It's, yeah. And that's, he's in blackface for some reason.
Okay.
Are you allowed to go as, what's the prime minister?
Trudeau?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're allowed to do blackface if you're making fun of
the
Trudeau.
Character it's, of Justin Trudeau.
It's essentially what this podcast is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Claiming it's satire to do something racist.
Yeah, it's a technicality that we can get off on.
My man loved blackface, dude.
Yeah.
He did it like 12 times. There's video. There's pictures. There's like different garb.
Dude,
he did his toes. He did his fucking fingers.
He did hands, yeah. That's dedication.
I wonder if he did his dick.
No, you're wearing clothes.
Well, he did one thing where he stuffed his pants to give him like a big dick.
Well, yeah. that's for the character.
I know.
It's the character of a black guy with a big dick.
What a fucking loser. And his family used to be the fucking president too.
Yeah, Pierre.
So he's just some rich piece of shit that did blackface.
Yeah, French Canada is different, bro.
Oh, that's right, French.
Yeah, they never had slaves, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah, that's true. I can't. I don't know.
What about, would it be wrong for a Taiwanese person to do blackface?
How dark were they to begin with?
Taiwanese people? They're Chinese. They're Han Chinese.
Some of them are a little...
No.
Crispier.
You're thinking of Thailand.
I might be.
Yeah. Long fingernails, dark purple pussies.
Purple pussies.
Gum color.
I don't know
pussies.
About that.
Yeah, the shit. The gum
color. I don't think that's true.
Well, you know. different strokes.
I don't know. I guess it would. I don't know.
I feel like they like doing it.
If a Chinese person does blackface, I guess it is racist. Yeah, it is. What are we talking about? Of course.
Why is it racist?
Because it's an offensive portrayal of a different race.
But they didn't enslave black people.
So what?
Is it more racist here?
I didn't enslave Jews. What if I fucking had a big ass fake nose on or whatever?
Are Egyptian people allowed to do it?
They're the ones who enslaved them.
I know. But
Jews were never slaves. That's made up.
Thank you for saying
that. Honestly, it's made
up.
We
can move on. That was
by the Bible.
That was the whole point of this conversation, was to get you to say
that. That shit's fake. I call bullshit.
I agree.
Man, it's nice out.
It is really nice out. I had a real nice stroll in the city right before I came
here. Oh, yeah?
On the way back from my appointment.
What was his name?
It's my therapist.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Did you just talk about the Dodgers? I'm going to pay $600 an hour.
No.
They complain.
I didn't
about
do that.
Baseball.
About Kershaw. Just crying.
Being rich really is stupid.
Yeah.
It's so stupid, man.
Yeah. It's like, well, I've made too much money. I guess I have depression now that needs to be medically treated with a friend I have to pay for.
That's right.
Yeah, I am paying someone to hang out.
Yeah.
It feels like he's a bud.
No, he's not. He's not your friend, dude. He don't love you.
I think he does.
No,
I
he doesn't. He told me.
I think we're homies.
No, he told me you suck.
Really?
Yeah. Because we fuck girls together, me and your therapist.
Yeah, and I watch.
Yeah, Nick's in a big fucking chair.
I take notes.
So you're saying you're better friends with him?
Nick is our
I take,
sex
I
therapist.
I sit there with my legs crossed and I have a notepad and I write down pretending to not be gay. And then your therapist is like, no, I'm doing this for real. I'm like, denial.
He's, yeah, very hard,
harsh denial.
So angry. So gay, he's angry now.
No, I want to fuck this person.
Okay, all right.
Extremely mad and gay.
Yep, I've seen Nick's notes, mm-hmm. And I pay Nick $500 for that service.
Yeah, an hour.
To take notes when you're double teaming someone?
With your therapist.
With my therapist.
Specifically with your therapist.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to make it to nationals.
Of in the double teaming circuit?
Of therapy. The Nationals of Therapy.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could win at it.
The mm-hmm. world's greatest minds.
Mm-hmm.
Doctoring each other.
That's right. And having sex.
Niles, judged by Niles and Frasier.
Yep. Judged by the fictional characters, Niles and Frasier.
Is Niles Gray. Also a therapist?
Yes, yeah, dude. Of course. Therapists. What the fuck?
I forgot.
What?
Well,
I don't know. Is Joey fucking roommates with Chandler?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, they are, right? They have recliners.
Exactly.
Are they? I thought they were friends.
They're all friends, but some friends are roommates.
Why wasn't it called roommates?
Yeah, the show should be called roommates.
Because they're not all roommates, but they're all friends.
Yeah, but none of them would be hanging out if
they live across the hall.
Yeah.
Apartments.
That would be
no
great.
No one told you life was going to be this way.
Roommates.
Remember that tune? Remember that old number?
Yeah, I do.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good song, man.
Yeah.
Remember the, they'd go, your job's a joke, you're broke.
Your love lives to you. Hey.
DOA, that's right.
And I never understood that part, but it stands for dead on arrival.
Dead on arrival.
Yeah.
When the police show up to a crime scene of somebody that's been murdered.
Yeah.
And that's
and that's your love life.
That's what your love life is.
Which is pretty sad.
Yeah.
I would
that's
be
a bummer.
Seems a little extreme, but hey, you know.
It's like you're always stuck in second gear.
Remember that? Transmissions. Mm-hmm. Back when cars had those.
Mm-hmm. And something else, the reason you're here is...
Because you are friends with me.
I'm Joey and you're Chandler.
It's a Chandler and Joey show. Yeah, we know. We've been down that road.
Yeah, that's a good road.
And Ross had his own apartment, or he lived with someone else?
Across the street, Ross, remember?
Yeah.
Did Ross, he had his own place, though.
Yeah, because he lived with...
On his paleontology?
What was his ex-wife's name?
Susan?
No, that's George's wife on Seinfeld.
That's right.
His fucking, yeah, he's getting divorced the whole time from that woman you never see.
No, you see her for a second. She's a lesbian.
In the pilot, yeah, she leaves him for a man, but in the pilot...
No, a woman.
She leaves him for a woman. Damn,
or like karate teacher or something.
Yeah. But, in the pilot episode of Friends, Ross is upset because his wife's leaving him for a woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
And what's her name?
Ah, jeez.
Charisse?
That would be awesome.
I'm done.
Ross, I ain't sucking your little dick no more.
You know what? I'm tired of dressing for less.
Charisse leaves him for a man named Marshalls. Mm-hmm. Marshall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to go back into this?
Yeah.
Did we do this before?
And their friend TJ Maxx is all like, what? Literally. This is eternal recurrence. This is just, people hate repeating bits, but it's more than that.
Yeah, there's really only four things I'm capable of thinking about. It's funny, I open up Twitter.
Discount
and
retail?
And then, it's funny, I don't know what it is, but I've been on Twitter since 2009, so a decade now.
Whoa.
And every time I open that app, used to be website.
Yeah.
My instinct is like, say something about how French horns are gay, or something about monster trucks. And it's just this powerful force in my head to not tweet something about French horns or monster trucks.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's
why do you hate French horns, man?
Well, it's mostly all French stuff, but
yeah,
it's because everything France invented, they're like, oh, this is the French, mm-hmm. this is France. We did, excuse us? Just to let you know, we came up with this, whereas no other country's doing that shit.
That's right.
They call it a saxophone or a fucking trumpet.
But I don't feel like France didn't name it the French horn.
And then France is like, we got the French press.
That's
everywhere
so true.
Else, coffee maker, percolator, fucking.
I feel like we use the word French to make it sound fancier.
No.
French fries.
They just call them frites.
Pomme de frites du français.
They say franc frites for sure.
Franc frites.
That's why FF, French fries, franc frites.
Yeah. So, you know, that's why I don't like French horns.
Yeah, that makes sense, dude. What else we got going on, man?
French bread.
Oh, yeah, French bread. I mean, you name it, dude.
Let's name French stuff.
You name it. And I'll tell you. French horns, French press, French bread, French fries, French language.
A lot of foods.
French people.
What about like a French tip?
French French nails.
Oh, the
nails.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. You're right.
Or a French dip.
French maid outfit.
French
dressing.
French
dressing.
French onion soup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
French fries.
What about that guy, Isn't there a guy whose last French name is
Stewart?
French?
Yeah. Fred Stewart. French Stewart. Dude. I hate how France made that guy.
Which was originally Jean-Luc Picard's character's name.
French Stewart.
Wow, they let him keep the last name.
On Star Trek The Next Enterprise was French Stewart.
That's right.
That's what they called him.
But then French Stewart was born. Yeah. The actual guy.
Mm-hmm. French Toast.
Of course.
French Kissing.
Yes.
French Kissing.
Yeah. Which everyone kisses with their tongue.
This is just, we should just have a three-person Family Feud game.
Name something
that starts with the letter D. And then there's no limit to the amount of answers.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, Darth Vader.
Daffodil.
Destiny's Child.
Donahue.
Phil Donahue. Yeah.
Ryan Donahue.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Ryan Donahue's a good one. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Our friend Ryan Donahue.
I wouldn't have thought of comedian Ryan Donahue.
Dax Shepard.
Cruella DeVille.
Darning socks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The act of doing that.
The silver gun from GoldenEye. I'm pretty sure that started with a D, but I can't remember the name of it.
D'Artagnan from the Three Musketeers.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The fourth guy.
Dom DeLuise.
Disco fries. Fries with
dungaree.
Gravy. Yeah.
Dungarees.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's two Ds.
Drones.
Department of Defense.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Ooh, lots of departments.
Yeah.
Department of State.
Department of Education.
Department of Education.
Department of Energy.
I wish I worked in a department.
Department of Podcasting, dude.
Like a floor. There's like a sign on the door. That would make me feel good about myself.
Being at a department.
Yeah, if every day I walked through a door that had a sign on it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I belong in here.
That's my part of the department.
I feel.
I'm a piece of what makes this happen.
Instead of doing what I normally do, which is get up, piss in the shower, and then end up not taking a shower because it takes too long for the water to get hot. My dick is often hard in the morning, so I just piss on it at the bathroom.
True.
Oh, you so let it just trickle.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I just piss all over the wall.
Yep. I just kind of angle my cock down, or my hips down, so that I'm shooting down, straight down, my cock straight down. That's how I deal with the morning. Or I'll piss into a bottle. So I'll just put my whole cock into the bottle and piss that way.
Mm, like a genie.
That's right. A lot like a genie.
Yeah.
That's how Aladdin met Genie.
Genie gets in the bottle.
He comes out of a guy's hard cock.
Yeah. You've never had a friend like me. That's what he says.
Oh, is a genie like a guy, like someone beat off?
Huh?
It's cum. That doesn't become a baby. It becomes
blue
a genie.
Cum.
It becomes a genie because you make cum with magic.
Oh, I thought it was Aladdin was pissing in the lamp.
I'm a genie in a bottle. You got to rub me the right way.
Yeah, Christina you don't Aguilera. Have to rub Christina the genie. Morissette. You rub the bottle.
I think she's talking about her pussy.
She's
her,
talking
her
about
clit.
Her pussy.
But
she's
it's not
about
a good
being masturbated by a fella.
I feel like it's her clit. What she's talking about.
That's the thing. And the women used to be modest. In the 90s, they started talking about being masturbated off by.
If you wanna suck on
guys
me.
They meet in college.
Yeah.
Wherever girls are going now.
That's right.
See, the thing is, all these girls are going to college now.
Then they start demanding to be masturbated.
Used to be able to meet them down outside of CVS. Mm-hmm. Now they're all going off to. You want to meet a nice girl? Well, you better hit the books, pal, because they're not dating guys who learned butterfly knife tricks anymore.
Which is a shame.
Which is a shame.
Because that's who's got good cock.
Yeah. Look, women. I can fix motorcycles that I know lighter tricks.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but they just want a college boy.
What are you going to do? Continue dating your boyfriend of 7 years that you met in grad school?
Bitch.
I can flip a Zippo over.
Look at this. Look how high I set the lighter to go.
Yeah.
It's going very high.
I legally modified the lighter.
I love when that shit happens.
Yeah.
I love a tall ass flame, dude.
Yeah. That's how people know I'm dangerous.
I want you to know. I keep the shit down by my waist, and that's how I light my cigarette.
Like, oh my God, is that a dragon?
No, bitch, it's me.
Yeah, I like the guys that get the the wire that goes to your belt that attaches to the lighter. So if someone borrows your lighter, yeah, they can't run away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Cool, man.
I like the action on those wires, though.
The action is fun.
Yeah. But people use those for like badges, too.
Mm. Yeah.
How they get just like get sucked back.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's a not, spring or something.
It is, but the people that have them are not cool.
The people that have them are lame.
I always liked having lanyards and badges.
What did it make you feel like?
Like I was a comedian on a festival.
I hated them.
I still have my. I was supposed to give it back, but I kept my key card for the Hollywood Center Studios.
Nice.
A lot. So I could go back there and just walk right into Bill Maher's cabana.
Just fucking kill him.
I wouldn't say that because I do actually have the key card. So I wouldn't go so far as to make a direct threat to somebody where I already
stole. You think it still works?
I don't know. I don't even know where it is. I just know that I was supposed to turn it back in and I forgot.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. That's kind of rules I break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, look, if you're looking for a guy that has made a lighter bigger, gets to turn things back in,
Bitch, I might be.
I'm the negligence kind of bad boy, you know?
Girls love that.
The one that doesn't know that my tenants are supposed to have fire alarms.
Yeah, dude, there's a lot of Hasidic bad boys out
there.
Yeah,
chicks are always trying to fuck chassids.
Dude, yeah. I know. They're like, what, you need hot water? Yeah, right.
They really are annoying.
They're disgusting. No, they are.
I was walking back from like the kolache place, and there was some truck set up with like it would look like a fake ancient temple for children on the back with loudspeakers screaming some bullshit.
Yeah, the mitzvah mobile.
Whatever the fuck that is.
I've seen that driving around. Yeah.
The mitzvah mobile?
Yeah, I've seen it driving around.
They're like, look, we have fun. It's like, no, you don't.
No, it's not fun.
None of this looks fun.
You're not cool.
You are the worst people at branding and having fun in the entire world.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't even try.
I agree.
Unlike me. If I had a truck to entice children onto
with loudspeakers.
It'd be one of the sickest trucks.
Dude, yeah. What would you have on it?
Rappers.
You'd have talking about like
they tell you at school being Jewish ain't cool. But I think it is. I think it's real cool.
It would still be a Jewish themed truck.
Yeah.
Even though you have no real connection to the Jewish faith.
None. I would just take the source material and do a better job in there.
They had like a Jewish rabbi rapper.
Yeah, Modest Yahoo.
No, not Modest Yahoo. That named Uncle Moishi.
Hell yeah.
That was, it's pretty gay.
Can you fuck kids?
What a cool name.
Uncle Moishi.
My name's Mushy Shmolo. I demand to be taken seriously. Oh, my name? Shmooly Mooch Mooshuchuch.
Shlomo's the best one. Right?
I remember the day.
I love Shlomo, dude.
It's so disgusting.
Shlomo's
it
the best.
It sounds like you're throwing up.
First of all, it rhymes with homo. Check. 100 points right there, right off the bat. And then Shlong.
Yeah. It like, starts with Shlong, rhymes
with homo. And the sound that it like adds is Shlo.
Well, it just like, yeah, I mean, it's just like, you could not have more of like an unscrupulous businessman kind of name, fucking Shlo. A guy that's selling like cars that he's ripped the airbags out of. Yeah. No, it's faster. It's lighter, actually.
I remember the day my mom bought me the Modest Yahoo CD. I was like doing homework. She came in. She's like, Adam, I know you like reggae music. This guy is like a rabbi that does reggae.
And just a conversation that happened among the Jewish parents that they're all like, we've got to get the kids onto this.
Yeah, that seriously. 100%. Like everyone's mom was like buying them that CD. And I was like, Mom, I will never fucking listen to this. That sounds like the gayest thing in the world. Like, please get out of my room or whatever. And then, like, all of my non-Jewish friends at fucking public school were listening to it.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, you have got to be kidding me.
Modest Yahoo was going off.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't get how that became successful.
He had a couple bangers,
on paper,
dude.
It sounds like the worst thing I can imagine.
Well, here's why. He wasn't born Jewish.
Is he a convert?
Yes, he's converted.
Yeah.
He was born Jamaican?
Yeah, he wanted to get an agent and make money in the entertainment industry, so he converted. Because let's be honest, that guy, not that.
Shrewd
take
move.
The rabbi bullshit away from him, and he's just some fucking white dude that makes reggae music. No chance is he going anywhere.
Yeah. No, the rabbi thing, I think, might have pushed it over the edge.
Absolutely
pushed it
over the
top.
Push it
to the limit.
There was one slot for that guy, and Snow got it.
Mm-hmm.
Suck dick or some of them.
I can't wait to be gay and put a dick in my ass.
And put a dick in my ass.
Suck dick.
Suck dick.
I suck your boom boom down.
Yep. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, bitch.
Suck dick.
Suck dick.
What are you laughing at, Adam? It's smart.
Yeah,
it's a smart fucking point.
It's smart like Joker.
Shouts out Todd. Shouts out the boy Todd Phillips.
Todd P.
Todd.
The main man.
Todd Penis Phillips.
Todd Penis Phillips.
What if? Can you imagine?
I was pissed off when I found out that wasn't his real hair, that curly wig that he wears and everything.
Todd Phillips?
Yeah. When he makes
what does
cameos,
he look like? I don't even know what he looks like.
He's just that guy with short, regular ass hair. I was fucking pissed, dude.
Oh, you thought he was stealing wig valor from bald people?
No. Remember. Every time he makes a cameo, he's got that curly wig.
Who does
wig.
He play? I forget. Like, is he in Old School or something?
He's in old school. He's definitely in. At the end of Hangover, he's like eating some woman's pussy in an elevator.
Dude, I would love to cast myself in that role.
Yeah.
The role of a guy eating a woman's pussy
in an elevator.
Yeah.
Which is a cool move. I hope so to do sick. It someday. I haven't.
Elevators are sexy as hell, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in a metal box with a lady.
Yeah. Oh,
there's
yeah.
buttons. That really turns me on.
You like buttons?
I love the buttons. Love the ding.
Ding.
It's just a very erotic place.
The lighting is horrible.
What
though.
Ding? Are you talking about microwaves?
Elevators.
Oh. Sorry.
If you were very small, how long do you think it would feel good to be in a microwave?
Not for a second.
Not even a second.
I don't think it would feel good.
Before you really heat up, it might feel kind of nice.
Yeah. It would immediately be cooking you from the inside.
I don't know why I'm laughing so much.
In like 3 seconds, it would kind of be nice, dude.
No, this is why you're so much of an optimist, is that you think that an excruciating death being cooked from the inside would feel
no,
good for a second.
Did you ever put weed that got wet in the microwave
the
for like 2 seconds?
How good do you think that would feel?
That's different, bro. Because it would be nice to feel warm for a sec before it gets really heated up.
That's what the electric chair is like.
For real?
Yeah. Hmm. The electricity mostly just passes over your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So it burns the shit out of you.
Well, if at a low setting, maybe that would be nice. Do you ever think of that?
The electric chair or the microwave?
Either one.
Oh, you're saying like the lower wattage setting.
Yeah. The electric chair is sick, dude. It's so cool that they were like, let's...
It's crazy.
They're like, hanging is too brutal. Let's come up with something... Just that we have to come up with
out
a
of
new
a horror
type of
movie.
Music to
so
describe.
So metal. Yeah.
Well, we don't have death metal yet, so I guess we'll fucking electrocute people in a chair.
Yeah, that's actually a great point.
Yeah.
There is no... That does not occur naturally. No. You don't get electrocuted.
No.
Why don't they just shoot people?
That's actually the most humane
firing
way to
squad?
Do it.
Yeah.
It's because, and someone explained this to me, the whole, like... ban on cruel and unusual punishment means to observers. So it can't be like cruel for people who are observing it.
Mm.
Whereas the firing squad is like the best way to go out. It just looks more barbaric.
You have to have an observer there? Is that
no,
the law?
I mean just to like society in general.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds stupid as fuck.
I think
that's
they
why,
do
like,
it
lethal
in Utah
injection,
still.
Lethal injection is the literally the worst way to do it.
Really?
It's like the highest failure rate.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just in pain.
You're in pain.
No, I thought you go to sleep first, and then they
like that often doesn't work. So there's like two drugs. The first one like is supposed to like
knock you out,
and the second one stops your heart. But if the first one doesn't, because you can't get like doctors to do it because of the Hippocratic Oath, so they just have like you know
a prison
some guy
guard,
in
a
fucking prison, or whatever.
Yeah, fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah,
I'll get overtime for this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it. Is he black?
Yeah.
If he's black, I'll do it. But if not, I ain't doing it.
I brought my own super soaker.
I got. Yeah. Can I do it with my own?
Can I plug my own super soaker into the tubes?
Can I put my super soaker in his ass?
Yeah, we ran out of the poison, so I've been using my piss. I've been drowning them in piss. It's what I do with rats.
Yeah, I'll fucking do it. Fuck it. Who cares? Yeah. I ain't got shit to do. I ain't got shit to do till 8 p.m. till Ravens play on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how I would like to be executed.
You wouldn't want the firing squad?
Suicide by cop, probably, baby.
Yeah, firing squad would probably be the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would want to just have a big ass gun and kill as many cops as possible.
I saw a video earlier today of a woman jumping off a building. And
that feels cool for probably a couple seconds.
It's an Instagram video, and they were right there. And so you like watch this bitch fall, and her head like it's like dropping a fucking watermelon on the sidewalk.
Oh.
You see it like splatter all over like the fucking scaffolding.
Holy
shit. Yeah, let me pull it up.
You don't feel it at all. That's instant.
But you could definitely fuck. You could fuck that one up.
The fall has to be so scary.
How far up was that bitch? How far up will your shit splatter?
9/11?
Ugh. That sucks, dude.
That's crazy. Those people jumped like 1,000 feet.
No one made it, right?
I often think about how I saw that when I was like 13.
Yeah, you're right. You are the real victim.
No, but it's like, I don't know. I think it affected our generation.
Of course,
for sure.
Damn, for real? You think 9/11 affected our generation?
No, but just the image of someone jumping to their death.
I agree.
The planes weren't as scary because the planes looked like a movie.
You're right.
I mean?
I didn't think it affected us, but... Is that her head?
Yeah. Oh!
Oh, come on.
Oh, fuck! I don't like that. No, it's making my stomach.
That noise is brutal. Oh, my God.
Stop playing on loop.
Just one.
Oh!
I just wanted to make sure the fans heard.
Jesus Christ.
That the fans of the show could hear that.
It's like a really, really fat, wet nutsack slapping your legs.
No, this video is brutal. I watched it.
It sounds so wet. You know what I mean?
I watched it like 10 times.
No, don't show it to me, bro.
Watch this.
Ah! What the fuck?
I know.
Why is that?
Oh, my God! Oh!
Why is that allowed on Instagram?
It's on World Star Hip
Hop. Oh, my God!
That's where I get all my news.
Holy fuck, dude. That was a fucked up video, dude.
Yeah.
That sucked.
Well, Stav, you'll be pleased to know that she was rich.
That is good, I guess. Was she a bitch?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know any of the details. I just made that up to make you feel better.
Where did it happen? In New York?
Yeah, it looks like it. I mean, yeah, there's like NYPD in front of her.
Probably wasn't rich, dude. Rich people take pills to die.
Do they?
Yeah, dude. Although that was dramatic, so maybe she was a drama queen.
Yeah, of course she was.
Now tell me this. Was she
She's
hot?
Just doing it for attention.
Mm-hmm.
Classic
survived.
Woman.
That could have just been her period. Dude.
That's true. Those are her pussy.
She was just...
Pussy was really juicy.
She was like, don't worry, everybody. It may have just been her period.
Officer Diacomo here. Yeah, I'm pretty. It's 50-50 that was her pussy's period.
There's a good chance that it was just a period.
Dude, that sucked, dude. I hated that video.
Yeah.
It made me feel bad. I really don't like to see people die unless it's in a cool action movie. Unless Keanu Reeves is doing it.
You remember that? I remember the first like Faces of Death video I saw was that pizza guy, the guy with the pizza getting hit by the car.
Mm.
Remember that?
No.
My friend downloaded it on Napster.
Hell yeah.
And it was, apparently, I had no idea what it was from. I assumed it was from a movie because it's like the shot tracks with him and then he gets hit by the car.
And it was real?
No, it's from an Australian like PSA about traffic safety.
Oh,
yeah.
None of them were real.
Like red asphalt.
There is one. I remember there's one video of like Russian soldiers like cutting some Chechen teenager's throat.
Damn.
And that one was real. But
they're like, were there cartel executions on there?
Yeah, I've seen cartel executions.
Those guys are
it's
not afraid
it's
to
weird,
die.
It's weird, man. It fucks you up. Just sit there and watch people die. And I don't know. You know, I don't do it often, but you know, maybe like once a year.
Like 5 years ago, I saw the ISIS, that journalist guy.
Yeah.
I can't watch that shit anymore.
I'm not trying to look at that, dude.
Yeah.
No, he's so afraid to die.
I saw that cartel beheading with the chainsaw. And the cartel ones are nice because those guys aren't afraid.
Those
to
guys
die.
Don't give a fuck.
They don't care.
They're so hard.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
That I want to be like that.
Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
Do the guys like fucking, they're like, I would he's be just sitting there, he's handcuffed, and the guy's like starting up a rusty chainsaw next to him. And he's
Scarface
like,
style.
He's like, my name's Miguel, I snitched or whatever. apologize for snitching, blah, 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 blah.
Dude, I would be squealing like a fucking piggy,
dude. I would
be
crying.
I would be like, please, whatever, fuck my ass. Let me suck you off.
But we already fucked your ass. We've been having sex with you for years.
Damn. Downloaded off Napster. You guys see any other fucked up shit off LimeWire or Napster?
I saw one time I was trying to download a naked lady. She had great tits, but she had a penis.
Whoa.
Instead of a vagina.
That sounds cool.
It was freaked up,
what do you mean
up,
instead
dude?
Of?
What do you mean?
She just happened to have a penis.
It's she had a penis.
Yeah. Why are you normalizing women having vaginas?
That is fucked up.
Yeah,
with you,
I guess
Adam.
So. One time I did download it. It was like 18-year-old.
Wow. Way to erase trans men. Thanks.
It was like 18-year-old.
Wow.
you know, teen.
Wow.
Whatever. Like just a picture off of like LimeWire, Kazaa or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I downloaded it and she had a penis. So I put it in the,
recycle
bin.
And
my
dad found
it. He was like, you're downloading unnatural things onto the family computer.
Yeah, one time I'm pretty sure I downloaded child pornography. But other than that. But I was a child as well, so it's not.
Yeah, it should be legal, right? For a kid.
I didn't search it. Yeah. I just.
Kids
it's
only.
On the family computer on the desktop, a folder called Stav's folder, and it's just pictures of Reese's peanut butter cups and child pornography. Stav's folder, don't touch.
Do not touch.
It's just funny.
It was just some homemade stuff, and I wasn't sure if the people were children. But it was just, I couldn't jack off to it. And I could jack off to anything at that time, so.
Yeah, the Kazaa days were really the Wild West.
You weren't seeing
what you were going to get.
Yeah, dude. You never knew.
It was just
you
click on a title of something and then you hope that.
And I had dial-up, dude, so I would set it up overnight.
It'd be days.
Set it up overnight.
Weeks.
Wake up in the morning and jack
For
off real quick before school.
It didn't take that long. I remember downloading, because I would download the same picture of Halle Berry from Swordfish.
Yeah.
And then also some
classic
picture.
By the way.
Cool. Halle Berry and Swordfish, and then classic. Also Lisa Welsh, Miss September 1980, who I had no idea at the time, I just knew the file name.
Mm.
So it was like girlstits.jpg or something.
Yeah.
And I would download those same two images and beat off them, which when it was like two images. I'm the king of France.
Yeah, dude.
So when much porn.
Yeah, when you switched back and forth.
Yeah, I remember that would take like 20 minutes to, and I would download them every single day.
Yeah, hell yes. Dude.
I remember beating off three times in a row, and the third time, instead of coming, I just started pissing everywhere. To specifically.
That is incredible. Where were you in your room?
Yeah. I don't know.
You just
know
got
what
piss
happened.
Everywhere?
Yeah. Well, no, hold on. Not everywhere. I mean, I was like, oh, that's just like piss. And then I you
squeeze
know,
your cock
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you do the fucking.
The thumb
piss.
Over the hole?
Yeah.
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 And then you let it, and then you shake it up like a champagne.
Yeah.
And you get an extra hard
run
stream.
To the bathroom, plugging your.
Yeah, and then you piss all over the shower. Which is a tradition I continue to this very
what
day.
What were you beating off when you pissed?
What's that?
Was it those two images that caused
no,
you to piss?
No, that was, I think that was, I'm pretty sure there was a girl who I did not find attractive, but she was sitting across from me, and it was like.
Oh, in real life?
Well.
A memory
no,
from
in
real
school.
Life. Oh, okay.
Sitting across from me, and like her fucking shorts had been moved over, and I could see some of her pubes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I forget what grade I was in, but like that.
That'll do it at that age.
In middle school, and I fucking. Yeah, I had to beat off so bad that day. Like,
I remember a similar thing.
I
girl,
ran home.
A girl I did not find attractive, same thing, but she stretched, and you could see the top of her pubes come out for a sec.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I beat off to that as well.
Dude, I got so horny for that.
dude, stretching and just catching a little glimpse of panty.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. One of my
in
favorite.
My middle school, like, girls were, like, really into showing off their thong straps. That, like, became a
no,
game.
No, it wasn't. I didn't. It, not if they saw did it on purpose, dude.
They all whale-tailed on purpose. Yeah,
it would have to be having, forbidden fruit.
This is about having access
to something you're not supposed to.
It's like
to.
Hacking.
Yeah, no, I know. It's like swordfish.
Yeah.
It was, yes.
It's exactly. That's the plot of
the
swordfish.
It's the plot of swordfish.
Yeah.
I loved being a sexual hacker.
Don't you find out at the end of Swordfish that they're hacking for the government? They're like, they're doing terrorism to terrorists or something?
That movie sucks.
So bad.
Nah, it rocks, dude.
John Travolta sucks.
I want to see that.
I remember
new one.
Like
the Fred Durst directed one, dude. That looks awesome.
Which one?
He plays like an insane fan with like a fucked up haircut.
Clownfish.
Just clownfish.
Clownfish.
Mm-hmm. He's an insane clown posse guy.
But getting your dick sucked.
But we are going to start a band called Insane Brown Posse. And it is only brown entertainers.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's Mindy Kaling for Kumail Nanjiani.
Of course.
And the 17 other people that are just different versions of those two.
What about Lily Singh? Did you see that awesome show? She stole Mary Beth Barone's joke.
Yeah.
What about that bitch that said that she just found out about 9/11?
Oh, yeah. Jamila Jamil.
Yeah. I haven't watched any of the Lily Singh show, but it's like, there's no way it's less funny than fucking Stephen Colbert. So.
Is it good?
I don't know, man. It's pretty bad. It actually literally might be. I know what you're saying, but it's.
Is she a comic?
She just did a sketch. She's a YouTuber. She did a sketch where it was like, they've had four different kinds of Jokers, but they haven't had this one. And it was the whole sketch was it's a woman Joker.
Yeah. Everyone's making that joke.
It's like, but there was no jokes. She's like a boss. She's like, hey, can you have the reports done?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she just had was like wearing lipstick. The makeup.
No, not
green
even.
Green hair?
Just kind of had lipstick that was a little, it was the one of the dumbest things I've ever seen
what?
In my life. I'm telling you, bro, I did not understand
That's
it.
Bad shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And the whole thing was like, I'm the first woman of
color. What
is color.
She? She's Sikh or something? Why is her last name Singh?
I don't know, man. Do you have to be Sikh to have the last
well,
name?
Well, Sikhs there? Don't have last names.
Oh, they don't?
They only have one name, and then Singh means like dude, and then the one for a girl is...
Singapore?
No, they. I forget the fucking girl version.
I don't know if it's a Sikh thing. Because there was a golfer named Vijay Singh who didn't have a turban.
Well, you don't have to have a turban to be Sikh, do you?
I thought you don't cut your hair and you wear a turban.
Every single one?
I thought yeah, that's the
that
rules.
Sikh politician in Canada.
Yeah.
Frankie Underwood?
Yeah, Frankie Underwood.
Yeah, I know him.
Kevin Spacey should come back as a Sikh guy.
That would be awesome.
Like I found God.
I found God.
You know, I took a break and I found God. He's got long ass hair and a turban and big eyelashes and that bracelet.
My man straight killed a guy. Yeah. And no one gives a fuck.
No one cares. That's life.
That's life.
That is life. I'm gay. Sucking a dick in May, eating an ass in June. But honey, I know one day I'll open that hole for you.
And that hole is my ass.
It's my ass.
It's now or never.
When I was 17, I sucked some guy's dick.
Was that a famous song before Sopranos? Or did Sopranos put that song?
You're asking if Frank Sinatra was popular before the
but
Sopranos.
That's not one of his famous songs.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
People know My Way. People know
Shut
Fly
the
Me
fuck.
To the Moon.
Are you out of your mind?
I'm being
that
honest.
Is one
I'm
of,
being serious.
That is an incredibly big song.
I feel like the Sopranos kind of put that on the map.
I don't even remember it being in the Sopranos.
Yeah, me neither.
It's a fucking the opening to a season, like season
okay,
three.
Okay, fine,
to
but
it.
It's like I don't even associate it with the Sopranos. It's like yeah. I'm not gonna remember. Just like I don't remember any other instance of Frank Sinatra on the fucking Sopranos.
I remember that song in I think season the
no
the
that's
premiere
stupid.
Of either
Shut
two
up.
Or three.
Adam, that's
I
so
won't
stupid.
Shut up.
That's so stupid.
That was an earnest question.
Did the Sopranos put that song on the map?
I feel like it was like a secondary Sinatra song that kind of...
What are the top songs?
Woke up this morning, got myself a gun.
Top Sopranos. So you got My Way.
Sinatra.
The song from the theme of Married with Children.
No way,
that's not a top one. So that's another question. Was that a secondary Sinatra that Married with Children blew up?
I mean, it's probably... That one's definitely more associated with Married with Children.
Yes, than Sinatra.
But the question, that is ridiculous.
I don't think it is.
When I had... 17?
When I was 21, I had gay sex again. I had gay sex again.
So I will... Everything I've said about... I know I said like the Joker's whatever, but I would 100%. And like I think it's stupid that it was so Batman involved. Like I didn't need to see the boy or whatever. But I would 100% watch a Joker where it's like...
This is Norm MacDonald is threatening Seth Simons on the...
What does he say?
So Seth Simons goes, same energy, and he posted a picture of the Joker and Donald Trump, which is like...
Shut.
God.
Oh, my God.
You fucking loser.
And fucking Norm MacDonald wrote, hey, you fucking piece of shit. It's you that's the Joker, a failed stand-up that kills someone who got a TV show. I cannot wait to meet you, and I will.
Damn, dude. Yeah. That's so sick.
That is awesome. Norm's just like, fuck you, bitch. fuck. Talk to him, Normand.
Mm-hmm. Got his ass.
Got his gay ass.
I want a soundboard with that woman's head exploding and then that old guy getting kicked off the stairs.
It sounds so wet.
Got his ass. I sue. What?
That would I would hate to hear that noise again.
What?
The guy the ladies. No, the guy can go upstairs. It's great. Yeah.
Got his ass.
Got his ass.
His beer shattering. Seth Simons just replies, weird tweet. Weird tweet.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Everyone thinks I'm a faggot.
Weird tweet.
I just noticed that I decided to make myself a professional tattletale, and now everyone thinks I'm a faggot and doesn't like me. Interesting.
What a fucking loser, man.
Yeah. I hope that guy feels bad every fucking day.
Who's Seth Simons? He doesn't.
No, he's just hoping to like... So wait, that guy's trying to be a comedian still?
No, he's just trying to be like someone that people think is a good person.
Didn't he talk about making art when people clown?
Oh, he thinks he's a poet, I think.
No.
Yeah.
That rules.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he's
being
he's
imagine wanting to be a poet. It's like...
Someone actually DM'd me after hearing us talk about him on the show to say that they went to middle school with him.
Yeah, I got that same DM.
Yeah.
I didn't. What did they say?
I don't know.
That he liked random humor.
Well, they were kind of defending him to me, and he was like, please don't kill him. It's like, it's too late. I already got his address.
Look, it's a go.
Listen.
I can't call this off.
Look, I'm tactical. when it comes down the chain of command, which is a series of characters in my head that I've created to avoid responsibility for my actions, when the orders come down the pipeline,
when my coping mechanism to keep my conscience clear while I murder people,
right? When the Joint Chiefs of Staff that I fully hallucinate in my living room.
There's just an admiral
told me.
We just walk in and Nick's like, God damn it, it's too dangerous.
I told you I'm out of the game.
Sir, yet with a blindfold on, assembling an M16. We had an argument, but somebody else found an article he wrote years ago about SNL firing Katie Rich or whatever. And about, like, I guess he was a free speech guy, you know, years ago.
Because of the Barron Trump thing?
Right, yeah. Now that's the thing he doesn't like. He's so no longer a free speech guy.
Well, you know, a lot can change.
Yeah. Which is what makes him an enemy of freedom, which makes him, and then the Punisher mask comes down. Does he wear the mask?
The Punisher.
Who, Seth Simons?
The Punisher mask comes down.
No, that's just a logo. Oh. I think he's... I don't think he wears a mask.
He's not a coward. He doesn't need a mask.
Yeah. Oh. He wants you to look into the eyes of the man who's punishing
What's
you.
What's his name? Frank Templar?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's, yeah.
Caliendo.
Frank Templar.
Frank Douglas.
Frank. Frankie.
Name's... Name's Frank Sinatra.
Frankie Underwood.
The Punisher.
Frank Terranova.
Yeah. There's a character named Frank Sinatra.
That's good.
They're like, you know that's already a guy. Well, I already drew the whole thing.
Look, so. It's drawn. It's and I wrote it. So it's the guy's name.
I used a pen.
And this is his friend Benjamin Franklin.
It's all in pen. I'm a professional.
Oh, you want me to not use pen?
Oh, and sorry.
Pencil like a fucking schoolboy?
I guess just dramatically tearing all the pages, trying to erase it. I guess, oh, I'll try to erase it, but I can't because it's pen. Just tearing up. Oh, there's already 200 copies made and already off to the stores. His name's Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. The Punisher.
We'll let the legal department handle that. Oh, I'm fired now.
Could you name a character that, like, a famous guy's name? And it, I mean, I guess it's just a name, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could just make a superhero named Frank Sinatra and not address it. It would just be weird.
Well, you would most certainly get sued.
Why?
If Frank Sinatra was still alive. He died in 9/11, right?
He did.
Yeah.
I feel like he wasn't the suing type, you know? He'd send some guys to come over and have a little talk.
They're
with
like,
you.
Hey, everyone, attention. I'd just like everyone at Bergman & Associates to know, for Karen's 57th birthday, we have a special guest. Frank Sinatra is going to be singing in the office. Hey, everybody, how are you? Thanks for having me here at the 110th floor of the North Tower here. It's a beautiful morning. 8:02 a.m. How you doing? Beautiful clear skies. I'm so glad I don't have to take the elevator. It takes so long, doesn't it, folks, to get down those stairs? And there's a beautiful big bird outside saying hello. And he's getting closer. You can... Yeah, Frank Sinatra was doing improv crooning for a 57-year-old
his last
birthday.
Moment.
He really didn't need the money. He didn't need to be there at all. He was just trying to be nice.
Yeah, yeah. It was 8:02 a.m., so he got it up at around 6 a.m., 5:30 a.m.
Had to get in hair and makeup. Obviously,
folks,
he was a vain man.
This jet fuel is hot, but not as hot as Palm Springs.
Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
You need a break from Vegas, check it out.
So he was Italian, but he had blue eyes, huh? Mm-hmm. Something doesn't match.
Special. No. That just means he was one of a kind, you know?
Nah, he was a...
You know who else who was Italian and blue eyes? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's true.
Crystal clear blue
that
eyes.
That is true. That is what he looked like.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He basically looked like young Dean Martin.
Mm-hmm. Italian Jesus.
With long hair.
Gorgeous.
Jesus looked like
your
Dean
own.
Martin.
Yeah.
Italian.
Your
Jesus. Someone to dunk the bread, make the sauce.
what about
look at Jake screen capping Norm Macdonald's tweet, being like,
what did he say?
I don't know. Because he doesn't want to quote Norm Macdonald because he doesn't want
smoke.
Norm Macdonald, yeah, he doesn't want to deal with it.
Sucking on my dick.
Norm, can you say something mean about this guy we used to be friends with?
Yeah.
Can you also?
Mm-hmm.
What is Norm up to these days, dude?
He's betting on sports. He's chilling at the crib. Do you follow him on Instagram?
No. Is he a good Insta follow?
He just joined.
Nice.
He's the best, man.
Is the podcast
He's just
back?
Living life. I don't know if the podcast is coming back.
The first two seasons of that podcast were great.
Yeah.
The first one was unbelievable. Someone to suck
so
your
fucking
dick.
Funny.
Someone to fuck.
Boom, bada, boom. Boom.
Someone
boom,
to fuck
boom.
Your ass. Boom, 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 boom.
What was that song even about?
It's
a sex thing?
Your own personal Jesus.
Having your own Jesus.
Yeah, but is it like I'll be?
Come on, man! It's right there in the title.
But God, what does that mean?
You got like dumbass music questions.
You really do.
First,
bro.
Did anyone know about Frank Sinatra before The Sopranos?
That's not what I.
That
asked.
Is what you asked verbatim, actually.
For yeah. the record, that is not what
Question
I.
Question number two: is Depeche Mode real? Is that an actual mode that you?
Yeah.
Can
what
have?
Is that a Depeche Mode?
Well, Depeche. Is the Gary Goldman thing.
Depeche
the Great
Patel?
Depression?
Yeah.
What about Joe DePesci? Your own personal.
So, what do you want? Your own personal Jesus over here?
Joe DePesci mode.
That's good.
What do you want? Your own fucking personal Jesus over here or what?
What do I look like? A clown?
What do I look like? Your own personal Jesus?
What do I look like? A fucking Jesus guy or something? Is that what I look like to you?
Depeche. What does Depeche mean?
The push.
It's some gay British word they made up.
Yeah, life's gay.
That yeah. is so fucking true.
Mm-hmm. Damn, look how cool they looked.
Hell yeah, dude. The guy looks kind of like Shia LaBeouf.
I can't wait to see that Shia movie.
About his dad?
Yeah.
I loved the trailer.
His dad
Adam's
was in Depeche
mad
Mode.
That, Adam's mad that Shia stole his idea for a movie.
I wanted to make a movie where I play my dad.
Yeah.
I take rollerblading lessons for like 3 years to prepare for the role.
Oh, Shia's playing his own father?
Yeah, and then he hired some like Even Stevens looking ass kid to play him.
Just, what?
Mm-hmm.
Who's his dad? Is like a famous
His dad
guy?
Is some loser that like... Was like a wanted to be a Hollywood actor, and then his son became a famous actor.
That's weird. That's a weird movie. Interesting though. I guess.
I think he's a drunk too, or something, or stunt man maybe.
What if he fucks his
I
kid
thought his
on
dad
camera?
Was David Foster Wallace.
Was yeah. He would never take off
I
the bandana.
I was the impression that Shia LaBeouf's father was
Shia Foster
was
LaBeouf
famous
Wallace.
Comedian David Foster Wallace. Mm.
Dude, famous lover of bandanas.
Yeah.
My man was probably the number one white bandana wearer.
What about Axl Rose?
Other than, I was going to say Brett Michaels.
What was that? Why didn't anybody stop him?
Who? David Foster Wallace?
Yeah.
I think he was probably bald.
I don't
no.
think he was.
I think he probably was.
No.
I think it was probably an insecurity thing.
Bro, then you don't use a fucking bandana. You just wear a hat.
Yeah, but guys like that are so like genius personality types. They're like so they have like weird quirks like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like I
kinda like me.
Yeah.
No.
You consider yourself a genius type?
I am. Yes.
No, not at all.
I do.
Yeah.
And I am.
What's your personal flair, Adam?
He's
a genius type. He's a self-described genius type.
I never said that. I was talking about David Foster Wallace.
But what is it?
Dietz and Watson or Boar's Head? That's the question Americans are asking this week. When the sandwich wars... we're in the midst of a sandwich trade war. Diane...
I would say Boar's Head.
Yeah.
Boar's okay. Head.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to our next segment. You're watching I'm Drunk News in the morning. You're watching The Prompter Broke.
And my dick is hard.
Dude, the Matt Lauer stuff is so funny.
Oh, yeah, he just raped someone?
Can you imagine that? Matt Lauer busting
He raped again?
A, busting
raped
in into
Sochi.
A,
and they knew about it, I
yeah.
think.
Oh, yeah, I thought we knew about that, though.
Imagine you're no? at the Sochi Olympics getting fired up over curling, and you're like, I got to fuck somebody in the ass.
Did he fuck someone in the ass?
Yeah,
too?
Dude. He went into like some intern's fucking hotel room and like
Jesus
just fucked her in the ass.
Christ.
Yeah.
What? And she reported it?
Yeah.
And they were just like, nah.
And Matt Lauer's like, actually, she was my girlfriend.
Is that really what he said?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's like, that bitch is my, she's my bitch.
Your Honor.
Your Honor, here's
Your
a
Honor.
Receipt of me yeah. taking her to the Cheesecake Factory.
She was my
time.
Bitch.
That bitch is, she's lying and she's my bitch.
Actually.
She's got Lauer.
And I can prove it.
She's got Lauer tattooed under her left butt cheek. That's how you know she's property for the whole squad. You think the guys of the of that morning show ever fucked together? Like Matt and
definitely.
Al Roker.
Roker
had,
for sure.
Had a bitch on retainer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. He did the weather.
Damn.
Yeah. It's weird because as a kid, you see all these people that are adults that get paid to smile.
Yeah.
And you don't realize that they're all just
they're all raping.
Sex perverts.
Uh huh.
You know?
Yeah.
I'll tell you who definitely has bodies on him, Seacrest, for sure.
I don't think so.
I think that dude is like Huff's like Jenkum and has like the darkest personal secret life.
Yeah.
I think like, and then he like gets to work in a drug haze, and then he's like, camera turns on, he's like, Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber.
You know what? Okay, I can see that. I think it's an extreme.
I
want
to make a movie out of that. Honestly, I think it's like a guy that's so empty. A
lot of movie ideas.
Whose whole life?
Are you jealous of Shia LaBeouf, and that's why you got so many?
I'm trying to be like a LaBeouf. I'm trying to pivot. Honestly.
So when you say you mean like a character like the Joker, maybe?
No.
That's good.
How about
man.
David Joker Wallace?
Oh,
and that's a movie where everyone's saying the Joker's dumb, but how about a movie about what if the Joker was David,
the smartest man of alive,
the smartest person to ever live,
who wrote some long gay ass book?
The
that
smartest
says
guy.
That's how you know it's smart because it's so long.
Who would do the real hard work of figuring out whether lobsters are sad?
That was a good essay, though.
The kind of thing it takes a genius to think about.
Is
my lunch upset? And what is it? What is the implication?
Damn, you want to go get lobster right now?
I would.
I would love a lobster roll.
How about David Lobster Wallace?
Yes.
Do you like a buttery lobster roll or a?
Mm-hmm. How about like Joker that. Lobster fag? And it's a lobster and Joker makeup, but he's also
he's gay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're gonna do better than Joker. What was it?
Lobster fag.
That's right. I don't think we're gonna top that.
Pay attention for that in the upcoming Shia LaBeouf movie.
That's right. So come see us at Funny Moms tomorrow. I don't know if I'll be there, but just come to the show anyway. And Fat Tuesdays, every Tuesday at the Stand. I'm going to be in Detroit this weekend, the 19th and 20th in Kalamazoo in Detroit. And then I'm going to be in Lafayette, Louisiana, New Orleans on the 8th and 9th of November. I'm going to be in Atlanta. I'm going to be in Bridgeport, Connecticut. I'm going to be at fucking the Stress Factory. So just go to stavi.biz/tour. I'm also going to be in like Houston. I'm going to be in Baltimore for Thanksgiving. All type of shit. But come to Funny Moms. Come to Fat Tuesdays every Monday and Tuesday. Go to cuteguyskissing.com. That's Adam's homepage. And go to come.town and buy t-shirts from our boy Nick. And anything else, boys?
No.
Do you agree that that's your web page?
I was pissing. I didn't hear what you said.
Do you agree? Say yes or no.
Yes, I agree.
That's right. You do. All right. Goodbye, everyone.